The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. A Cold War era air base is back in the news.
900 miles from the North Pole and only 5 hours flying time by jet bomber away from Russia's industrial heart is the American airfield at Thule.
More after this. All the attention on Russia and North Korea has made an old air base built as a Cold War buffer suddenly relevant again. It's the Pentagon's northernmost base, 750 miles inside the Arctic Circle at a place called Thule.
We're kind of socked in.
CBS's Jeff Glore got a tour.
We were invited on base by Colonel Christopher Egan, who took charge at Thule just last year.
We have a unique access this far north that the Department of Defense does not have anywhere else.
In training sessions, airmen learn to surveil the sky, always on alert for the worst-case scenario, a missile fired from Asia. Heat signals from launches are typically first picked up by satellites in space, but radar on the ground remains essential to track after that. And no U.S. base sits farther north than Thule.
Thule is home to one of six early warning systems and has now been upgraded with about 3,500 antennas that can see 3,000 miles into space. The 200 people who run it are all volunteers, and despite the isolation, many of them like it so much, they re-up for multiple tours.
When you see how much more attention folks are paying to the Arctic Circle now, especially from a military perspective, it has to put you on edge.
The increased interest in the political side of the house is interesting. But we've invested for the last 60 years in the capabilities here. When our most important resource is our people, and they're that trained, and they want to be here, it makes you rest comfortably at night.
I guess that's true for those of us here at the lower altitudes, but for the people at Thule, night won't be falling until August. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.